Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour. It's Wednesday, November the 4th, and we're all still here. How about that? I have on my screen in front of me, Vote 2020, red, white, and blue, and posters, and placards, and the little buttons that you put on. And I did. I suspect Jennifer Horn did. I know Victoria Keelan did, and I expect most of you did as well. So, thoughts on the election, where we are right now, I guess is where we get started. Jennifer is not with us in the studio. She is, because of her connection to the other radio program she does in Los Angeles and the company that she's with, she's doing a lot of national focusing, if you will, from her perspective for the Salem station. So she's in a hotel having caught a little bit of a nap. Most of the people that are doing this have been up all night. I woke up a couple times during the night and turned on the television just to sort of get a sense of what was going on and who was saying what and whether I found it important or not. And the only thing that I saw that I found important was the numbers on the board. So, Victoria, what are the numbers at the moment in terms of the Electoral College?
President Trump has 213 and Joe Biden has 238. And so I think there are seven states that need to be called still. And I think it's over a million votes have not been counted yet. So
well over a million votes.
Yeah.
A million votes, I think, in one state. Is it Pennsylvania?
I think Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, right. So that has to be done. That really, are we going to be feeling good about the system if there are all these votes not counted, people voting, and there's a declaration of a winner? I think that's going to be pretty awkward.
I don't think we're going to see a declaration. I mean, Trump declared it, but I don't think we're going to see that from any major news outlet until these votes are counted.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So, Jennifer, when Trump declared he was the winner, what went through your mind?
Well, I think that Trump is going to be the winner, actually.
I want to know what you thought when he said early on.
I'll tell you, so I don't think that he did much differently than Joe Biden. Joe Biden also said he thought he was going to win. President Trump said...
No, but he didn't declare it, Jen. This is the difference between declaring... Biden didn't say, I'm the winner.
Okay, so I don't think President Trump did either in watching it, actually. I think he said, it's about like we won this thing. Look, I actually see this a little differently. I think it's actually kind of disgraceful that in all of these states that we aren't still counting votes. The fact that the election stopped at a certain time was unexpected. It made people feel like there was a lot of funny business going on. And I don't know why there was a stop. If you're in any of these states, you would know that people are going to be watching you and they're going to be looking at you to determine the outcome, whichever way it went. And the fact that they were not ready to staff up their polling places or their vote counting areas and have that done and at least ongoing throughout the night, I think is pretty ridiculous. So here's where we stand right now, because that's more or less about the opinion. It doesn't really matter because the outcome is going to be the outcome. So at this moment, Victoria's right with the electoral count. There are some states that are being watched. And the reason that I think that there's a lot of questioning is, for instance, North Carolina and Georgia should have been called a long time ago. They should have been called very early, probably not necessarily early, but about my time on the West Coast. Should have been called about 10 or 11. They have not been. Pennsylvania, obviously, we knew we're not going to know what's happening there. Overnight, there was some counting in Wisconsin. Wisconsin now starting to lean a little bit blue. The truth is this. If President Trump wins two of the three Rust Belt states, which is Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, he wins. As long as he secures that Georgia, North Carolina, as we're talking about. It doesn't matter what Nevada does. Nevada right now is leaning towards Joe Biden. So he needs two of the three Rust Belt states logistically to make this work. And, I mean, all indications are, if you're looking at the numbers and the percentages that have already reported, that he's going to get that. As far as the Senate races go, which has also been a part of the conversation because of all the promises made by Chuck Schumer, if he were able to get control of the Senate. It looks like Republicans will probably hold on to the Senate right now. It still looks pretty close. But there was a pickup, or there should probably be a pickup. Again, we're watching these numbers because they've frozen. But John James, who is the challenger in Michigan and a Republican, looks like he is set at least to take that seat. Susan Collins in Maine managed to keep her seat. There was a pickup for Democrats in Colorado, where Don Hickenlooper, the former governor, knocked off the incumbent, Cory Gardner. In Louisiana, there was a pickup for Republicans. Doug Jones was not able to hold on to maintain his seat. Tommy Tuberville, the Republican, won there. So there was kind of a toss-up in the pickup department. But it looks like in Michigan, there will probably be a pickup for Republicans. Georgia Senate race is going to go to a runoff, so we won't know how that all filters out until January. And that runoff race will happen right before the next Senate is sworn into office.
So under the circumstances, let's do a hypothetical here for a minute. If President Trump wins again, how is he going to unite the country? I'm going to ask that both of these guys, either of them, with if Biden wins, how does he unite the country? If Trump wins, how does he unite the country? Because sooner or later, we got to get beyond all of this he said, she said, who done it, blah, blah, stuff, and bring this country together. So how does Trump do it if he's the victor?
For me, I don't know that he does, and I don't think that Joe Biden will either. I think right now we are...
No, I'm just asking about Trump. Yeah, I want to know about Trump.
I don't think, from
your perspective.
Honest to God, I think that unity right now is way far apart on both sides of the aisle. I don't think people are willing to be united. I mean, I could give you all sorts of answers, but the truth is that people have to want to be unified, and I don't think we're there yet.
So where do we go if we are not unified? What happens to the country? If we spend another 4 years the way the last 4 years, this is the most divisive, in my opinion, and being a history sort of buff and professor, I don't believe the country has ever been this divided or hasn't been this divided since the Civil War. So where do we go? And Abraham Lincoln, at the end of the Civil War, he reached out to the southern states. He reached out to the leaders of the opposition at the time, brought everybody under the tent, the one tent. So you're not thinking that Trump would do that?
I think that Trump will try to do that. I think Trump's unifier is always the economy. He always feels like he gives people the, you know, uplifting out of economic stuff. Here's the thing. I don't think there's anything that Trump could say that would make Victoria, my mom, all the people in my life who don't like Trump that I love, that would make them like them. I mean, I was talking to my mom yesterday. There is nothing that Trump could do. There's nothing redeeming about him. Now, I think that's really small-minded because I love my mom, but I think that we should give everybody a chance. I'll give Biden a chance if he's the president. But, you know, at this point, I don't know that there's anything singularly that Biden, if he wins, or that Trump, if he wins, could do unless people want to be united. So I think it's less about what they do and more about the mindset of...
All right, let me ask it a different way. I'm going to ask both of you because you both have very strong feelings and they are different. So I'll go to Victoria first. So if the leaders don't, and I'm certainly interested in your thinking about what Biden would do if he became president, but I'm more interested in what the two of you would do, will do, can do to explore going across the lines to friends that you have or people that aren't your friends to make them feel warm, welcome, comfortable, despite what anybody else does. I'm just interested in you. Victoria, why don't we start with you and
what
your
am
reflections.
I gonna do?
Well, first I want to know what you think Biden ought to do if he becomes president to bring us together.
It's not what I think he ought to do. I think that I think there's a difference in tone, and I think that Biden... Maybe Jen's right. Maybe people, if Biden wins and Trump supporters, maybe they don't want to listen to what he has to say, or maybe they're not willing, and vice versa. If Trump wins, Democrats are, you know, maybe people who don't like Trump are maybe not willing. I think that the difference will be, you know, and I think the difference all along has been that Joe Biden has made it part of his campaign is to unify the country again. Trump has not done that, and I just don't see Trump even making an effort, honestly.
I
think he's going to focus on
it either. I mean, he calls people that beep their horns at him, those ugly Trump supporters. He said those are chumps for Trump. I mean, I've been I've been called a lot of names by Joe Biden over the last couple of weeks. So I don't know if he necessarily is the uniter. I mean, he may be giving lip service to people, but I don't think he's ever spoken directly to me. And I listen to it every single time he speaks.
Well, and then, you know, the problem is, though, when his bus almost gets run off the road and then Trump solidifies that those actions with tweets of I love Texas. In New Jersey, Trump supporters block traffic going over the Tappan Zee Bridge. They're putting lives in danger. This is ridiculous. I don't know.
Right. I mean,
don't,
the same thing
I don't
said
see...
about Antifa and the boarding up of businesses. The reason businesses were boarded up in the country last night is not because of Trump supporters. It was because of people who weren't going to accept the results of the election. So, I mean, there's a lot on both sides of the aisle that needs to be resolved. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be a willingness of people to get over themselves a little bit and decide if they're willing to be united. Because I think
Trump supporters are
not willing to be united by Biden. And I don't think the Biden supporters are willing to be united by Trump.
I just don't think that Trump, I don't think it's a priority. I think that's my point. I don't think that unification is a priority for Trump. The economy, like you said, I agree with that.
Step two. Let's go to step two here. What about you two?
We get further. Jen and me?
Yeah, I mean, not the two of you. I know how that works with the two of you. But how do we, if it's not, our leaders aren't going to do it, how do we lead as individuals to bring the country together? 21 after the hour.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
The Y is where Leah first learned to dribble. Now it's also where she'll learn how to divide fractions. This school year, many Ys across America are transforming some of their spaces for virtual learning. Contact your local Y to learn more. Forever Learning. The Y. For a better us.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
The moldy, oldy, goody, goldy from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. 23 after the hour. Music is an important part of our lives, and every hour of the DJV program finds us talking about some important music and artists, that sort of thing, past and present. So Bobby Gentry is singing for us the Ode to Billy Joe. She and Steve Earle are among the composers who will be inducted as the newest members of the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. The 5 inductees honored during the gala, which is scheduled for this time next year, along with the yet-to-be-named inductees for next year. The 2020 ceremony was canceled for obvious reasons. Gentry's mysterious Ode to Billy Joe would be enough to merit her inclusion in the Hall of Fame. But she also wrote and recorded Fancy and the Glenn Campbell duet Morning Glory. She and Campbell were great friends. She has released a handful of albums that were repackaged a couple of years ago. For 35 years, Steve Earle, one of the country music world's, and actually one of Americana's most revered songwriters, singer-songwriters, popular hits like Guitar Town and Copperhead Road, in addition to the social commentary of Christmas in Washington and John Walker's Blues. So in addition to Earl and Gentry, the incoming group of 2020 inductees includes Kent Blazey, Brett James, Spooner Oldham. Blazey's best known for his work with Garth Brooks, whose collaborations include If Tomorrow Never Comes and Ain't Going Down Until the Sun Comes Up. Brett James has enjoyed a lot of contemporary hits, including Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel, Kenny Chesney's and Uncle Cracker's When the Sun Goes Down. Spooner Oldham, meanwhile, is a veteran of the Muscle Shoals, Alabama scene, co-wrote R&B hits like I'm Your Puppet, Cry Like a Baby, and he worked with the fellow Shoals legend Dan Penn on a couple of songs. I'm Your Puppet. I wonder if that's the one. That is. I'm Your Puppet. Who did that? I want to say it's not the Temptations. Bob Purified. See if you can find that, will you, Phil? The Joy. What the heck was the name? Something in Bobby Purified. You remember because you're
not. I don't know. Sorry, I'm trying to help. I can't.
No, that's okay.
What song is this playing? Because I like this.
This is, I think, Tomorrow Never Comes. Oh, no, this is guitar.
Steve Earle guitar. Oh, yeah, okay. Good song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a good song. All right. So shall we move on? Yeah, here. Who's that? What's
I'm
something?
Your
puppet. Yeah, but I'm.
James
but
and
who
Bobby Purify.
Who is it?
James and Bobby Purify.
James and Bobby Purify. I couldn't remember James, yeah. Okay. That's it. You ever heard this sound before, Victoria?
No, but I like the sound. I love the Muscle Shoals sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Fabulous. Big song from the late 60s, early 70s. I'm your puppet. All right, 26 after the hour here on the post-election day DJV program. Next up is Luke Combs, who's dropped this song called Forever After All. Rattles off a list of things that eventually lose their shine in this song, Forever After All. Trucks break down, blue jeans fade, beer bottles all end up empty. That's all true, isn't it, huh? And then he met the woman he was going to marry. Combs said, I do in August to Nicole Hawking. Both a marriage and a song were born. Forever After All, Combs wrote by himself for his deluxe album, What You See Ain't Always What You Get, currently number one on the country charts. If it tops the official weekly version of the chart, it would mark Combs' first number one on the top 100, the first country song to top the chart as well. His competition at the moment is Ariana Grande. So, nice, that's a really, I like him. You like him?
I think he's really talented, yeah. I'm not a new country fan. I like the classic old school country, but I do think he's got a good voice, and I like some of his songs. They're pretty catchy.
Yeah. Good. Well, good luck to him with his song. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pet's plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid gives you the best of both worlds. It's an efficient ride with a total driving range of 520 miles. Featuring over 81 different seating configurations, there's plenty of room for family and your stuff. And save money with a federal tax credit of up to $7,500, plus any state and local incentives. Go where you want, when you want, with the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election moves into its third day, President Trump's re-election campaign filed lawsuits in many battleground states on Wednesday, claiming voting irregularities and last-minute rule changes by Democrat judges in these states. The campaign has also asked for a recount in Wisconsin. Democrat Party lawyer Mark Elias said on Twitter, "The Trump campaign is filing a number of meritless lawsuits around the country. Don't be deceived. They know they have lost, and this is all they have left." Tropical Depression Eta is moving over Honduras, bringing the heavy rains that have caused deadly landslides while drenching the country's east and the north of neighboring Nicaragua. The long-term forecast called for Eta to spin back into the Caribbean late Thursday and then reform as a tropical storm Friday, possibly reaching Cuba on Sunday and southern Florida on Monday. Thursday night football tonight, the San Francisco 49ers host the Green Bay Packers, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500. Last week's winner in Martinsville and one of the championship four, driver Chase Elliott, talks about getting into the championship.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that, I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it. And we prove to ourselves that we can do it. I think we have believed we could do it. But to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented. And we want to assert ourselves amongst the people who can make it consistently. And I feel like we're very capable of doing that. So we just have to seize the moment, enjoy it. This is a huge week. And I'm just excited to get out there and try to have the best race we can.
The race starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. The San Francisco 49ers, already depleted by injuries, placed four players on the reserve COVID-19 list on Wednesday and declared all four of them out for Thursday night's home game against the Green Bay Packers. A league source says wide receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Don't forget our latest DJV download, a focus on Johnny Depp. Apparently he's now going to... The result of the loss of that lawsuit, does that mean he owes money? I didn't ask you that question, I think, Victoria, when we were talking about it. What is he when you lose a lawsuit like that, so what happens
maybe,
then?
Maybe they can sue him for legal fees to cover their legal fees. I'm not sure.
Let's hope. Prince William has COVID. We talk about that and also what's going on with Brexit. Sean Connery, there's a lot of stuff floating around about him, actually. I saw something yesterday that made me... I know you don't like him because of his the things he said about women and what apparently he did to some of the women in his life. I don't know that that was ever proven. He admitted to, I guess, a couple of things, but...
He admitted to smacking his wife. Yeah. He said, as long as you do it with an open hand, not a closed fist. I mean, just insane.
But you wonder how much of that get played. Is that really, I mean, is that what he's all about? Or was that something that happened, you know, was it every day is he beating up his wife? You know, that's
well,
sort of the way
it sounds.
Well,
if he hits his wife once, that's too much for me.
Yeah, no, I understand. I get that. It's too much for me, too.
Right.
But under the circumstances.
Well, I don't know. He doubled down on these interviews. I mean, you can just Google it. There's an interview he did. I forget who the first one was, but then Barbara Walters did a follow-up with him years later, and she brought up that he had said that, and he said he still stood by it and even went into more detail. So I don't know. And look, this is, it's not easy for me to not like him because he was my favorite James Bond. I absolutely loved him in Indiana Jones playing Indiana's father. Yeah. And I absolutely loved him in The Rock. So those are like, you know, three of my favorite movies he's in. So it's not easy for me to say, you know, look, the guy was a creep. But, you know, he was, so it's, you know.
So, well, I'm gonna put that aside a little bit because that's one side of him that's distressing. I saw something from Andy Garcia and from Kevin Costner yesterday, independently posted on a couple of social media sites, both of them, but Andy Garcia was especially, well, he paid tribute to Sean Connery. They were all three of them in The Untouchables.
Oh,
and
right.
And Garcia was just really getting started, and the fact that he got into that movie, he said he sort of pinched himself. When you look at his body of work, he's become quite a well-known actor, very accomplished. But he said he started his high school acting career after watching the first James Bond, and he watched and was very careful to follow the career of Sean Connery, and the fact that he was able to act with him in this movie was really his breakout movie. And he said that Connery was very, very nice to him, very helpful. When Connery walked on the set, everybody stood at attention. Instead of him being, you know, he won the Oscar in that movie for Best Supporting Actor, but there was no doubt who the lead was. It wasn't, you know, all the other guys were kids. Even De Niro was, what, I think in his late 30s when that, maybe early 40s. And so there's a picture of them going into the opening night for The Untouchables. Sean Connery is wearing a white suit, and he's leading the other kids. Put that in quotation marks. Costner is behind him. De Niro is behind Costner. Garcia is behind De Niro, and that the kid with the glasses, who I can't remember his name, but he was an important part of it as well. He's in the picture as well. But they all, and Costner said that through his career, he has never acted with a greater actor. He said, Sean Connery is the most important actor he ever appeared in a film with. And that's saying something pretty extraordinary. But the tributes about him, you know, without the focus on what you've said, continue to talk about the way he was, his presence on the set. When he came onto the set, he wanted to get started, and they all did. They just, okay, let's go. Kind of like John Wayne. He was ready. He was the first person on the set every day, knew his lines, and was ready to go. And there's another guy that you won't like or don't like because some of the things he said about women weren't very flattering.
Well,
he said a lot of things
people.
About minorities, too.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, and here's a woman who shares an alleged bizarre encounter with Leonardo DiCaprio going public. I thought this was pretty interesting. It sort of follows the, you know, it's good and bad. This is a, I guess you would say it was a sort of a viral encounter. So what happened is that this woman encountered Leonardo DiCaprio and apparently walked in front of him or something, and he bumped into her and he looked at her and said, "Do you know who I am?" When people say stuff like that, I just, you know, you hear it all the time. People, "I don't know who I am." So I thought I get a kick out of some of those stories with people who think that they're, just because what they do didn't make them better or bigger, to have money, you know. I don't know that I thought he was, I don't know what I think of his, what I think of him as a person. I think he's a pretty good actor. I think he's gotten a lot of attention. I think he's learned how, kind of like, I think he figured the system out, pretty much like Ryan Seacrest did, and he knew how to follow the leaders, the people he wanted to be close to, so therefore he got close to Scorsese and has stayed that way. I think that did him well, frankly, the way Ryan got close to Dick Clark and Larry King and stuff. You know, that's how he moved himself into positions of import. So you want to hear about my dream last night? I woke up.
Okay.
A couple of times. I went to bed the normal time, watched the, you know, for a few minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, and I got enough of what was going on and watching these people talk, to hear themselves talk. So I went to sleep. I woke up about 3 o'clock, and I turned the television on, And, you know, it was sort of the same thing. The numbers were bigger, and it was still, you know, there was no final result. So I turned the TV off, and I went back to sleep. And then I had a dream about me and Donald Trump being together in a diner. And I picked up the tab. We were talking about stuff that wasn't really important. We were just talking. So I got out my wallet, and I didn't have enough. I was trying to find money to pay for the tab because I said, I'll pay for this. I didn't call Mr. President. I don't remember what I called him. I said, I'll pick it up. I'll pay for lunch, which is pretty much what I always do. I don't like people paying. I always get the credit card out first. But I couldn't find, I'm going through my wallet, couldn't find the $100 bills that I knew I saw there yesterday. I had a couple of $100 bills in my wallet. So in the dream, I couldn't understand where my $100 bills went. And then he looked at me because Charlotte, not Daisy, but Charlotte, who was my first bulldog, was with me in this dream. She was sitting over beside Trump, and Trump looked at me and he said, she needs to go poop. How, where this dream came from, having the slightest, but isn't it interesting how dreams, I've never dreamt about Donald Trump before. I don't even give him much thought, frankly, other than when he does something foolish or antagonistic, but I certainly never dreamed about him. So I thought that you'd enjoy me recounting the dream, Victoria.
Thank you.
From the For What It's Worth Department. Yes, I'm sure it's very enlightening. All right, the big D. Let's see. Julianne Hough has filed for divorce from Brooks Laich, is it? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Brooks Laich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They announced their split about 5 months ago, right? She was on Dancing with the Stars. She's been in movies and stuff.
She's
right?
Yep. She transitioned to movies. She has had some country singing hits. So, I think that a lot of people thought they were going to get back together because they've been seen a few times and
he's
it seemed like they were trying to work it out.
Hockey player, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's retired now, but.
Yeah. She was in a movie that I saw. I think the only time I saw her, very likable character, with a guy. Whose name I can never pronounce right.
Josh Duhamel.
Thank you. Yeah. And it was a really good, I was a likable, lovable movie. And that's the only time I've really ever seen her, but I really liked her in that flick.
He's a good-looking guy, but he's a pretty terrible actor.
Yeah, not a good actor. No,
yeah,
no.
But I actually think she's good. She's been in a lot of different things, and
yeah, she's
I think
good.
She's very likable.
Likeable, yeah.
She's
likeable.
Super cute, yeah.
Yep. All right, another big D. From the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane, who's she married to?
No one famous, but he's a lawyer named Tom Girardi. And so on Housewives of Beverly Hills, she's been on the show for a while, and he appears.
She's 49, he's 81. Come on.
Exactly. She's getting a lot of flack right now, though, for quote-unquote leaving him after 21 years of marriage. And so, but there are a lot of rumors that he owes a lot of people money, so that he's got several lawsuits against him. So maybe, you know, maybe she's just getting out now and maybe taking the money while she can.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. No, that couldn't happen. On-air authenticity. That's what people like about the DJV program. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here at 44 after the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Living kidney donation is safer and easier than most people think.
There's very low risk with donation, and you can help somebody change their lives.
Finding a donor match can be a challenge, and patients can spend a long time on a waiting list. Dr. Mikhail Prieto says more and more transplants are now through paired kidney donation.
This has been a game changer. Today, about 20 or even 25% of our transplants are through paired donation.
It's essentially swapping kidney donors. If you have someone willing to give you a kidney, but they're not a match.
We can use that kidney for somebody else and find a kidney for you.
It's opened up many more opportunities for people who desperately need transplants.
You have a donor, even though may not be compatible with you. If you are in a transplant center where kidney pair donation is done regularly, your chances of finding a transplant, getting transplanted soon, are significantly increased.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that moment in time, her life changes forever. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here on the DJV program with Doug and Victoria, the story of Sue Radford. Sue, nice young lady, 14 when she had her first child. She's now in her 40s. She has the biggest family on earth. She has 21 children so far and is pregnant again.
Oh.
Her husband came yesterday. How about that? She said she's dreamed of having as many children as she possibly can. She and her husband decided that she would get pregnant again. So now, actually, this is their 22nd child. And I wonder how they pay. I'm looking at a picture of them. They all look kind of normal. 22 children. And they're not even Mormons. That's kind of a reality check in and of itself. It just, I don't know. You see some of these stories, and the doctor, by the way, told her if she had another child, I'd kill her.
Well, that's smart. So. I'm glad she's moving forward then.
Yeah.
With having
right.
another one. That's smart.
Congratulations. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are not going back to England for Christmas. They no longer have a court battle on the immediate horizon because of their... I don't understand how the Archie thing played into that. They were going to go back in December with Archie... but the couple changed their plans after a judge granted Meghan's request to postpone the trial until after fall. The trial, what trial?
I think, because they cited a personal reason, I think she's pregnant and she's not traveling. I think that's that's my guess.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, they already have one child, right? So there's another one that they'd have. All right, there it is. Two babies for the price of one, or 21, if you will.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour now, it's time for the prolific Warren Eckstein to join us here on the DJV program. He comes to us from the Pet Show. Well, he actually comes to us from Santa Monica. He's not on the beach, though. He doesn't like going out this time of year because it's too cold. Below 75, so he stays home. All right, but he does a program every week called the Pet Show every weekend around the country. A lot of the same stations that carry this program carry him. I love having him on because he's a great friend and been a great source of information and help for me with my pet. And he certainly is for millions of people around the country every year through his program and through his website, thepetshow.com. Also, he has a line of minerals and vitamins called Hugs and Kisses. So when I'm out there this week, I think I'll come to your house and pick up a couple of cartons of the Hugs and Kisses to bring back with me. Right? Knock on the door. When you hear the door, knock on the door this weekend, you'll know it's me. Okay? You can, down the cellar or wherever you keep the Hugs and Kisses.
So give me the option of whether to answer or not.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so let's see what's going on. You found how men and dogs connect. How do men and dogs connect? This should be interesting.
This was an interesting study. This was an interesting study that researchers actually found that a men's testosterone level determined their behavior toward dogs. Men with high levels of testosterone punished their dogs by hitting them and yelling at them, whereas men with lower levels supported their dogs by petting and praising the animals. It's kind of interesting. I don't know how true this study is. I know a lot of men that are professional boxers and fighters, and I train the dogs for the New York Jets, the Mets, the Giants, the Islands, all of them. These are men with pretty high testosterone levels, and I found them to be ultimately mushes with their dogs and cats.
Right, about, I've seen that too.
Yeah, heavy-duty, you know, major fighters. Remember that wrestler Goldberg, you know, big, heavy Goldberg, I think his name was? He's an amazing cat rescuer and cat lover. So I don't know the story about this. However, there's a part of it that may be true. I remember years ago when I was a peace officer in the state of New York, I was called in to investigate abuse of a dog at a motorcycle shop. Not a fun place for me to go in by myself. But I did go in there, and I did find that the dogs were being abused by these men who had a lot of testosterone. But I don't think that's the cause of it. I don't know.
It's a testosterone thing. I think people who abuse an animal, there's something mentally wrong with you. I don't think testosterone can be blamed for that.
I think it's the other end. From my perspective, as many years as I've been doing this, I think it's the men that feel insecure, that try to be more secure, and they take out their aggression on poor animals because they're afraid to take it out or show it towards other people. That's what I found in the past personally, that a lot of men will take out their aggression on a dog or a cat if they're angry at someone else.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
It's called referred aggression.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about this new dating site for dogs?
It's called Tinder. I don't even understand. Listen, I've been married so long, I have no idea what a dating site's all about. But Tinder is a new site that helps animals find love and friendship. Now, when I first saw this, I said, oh, come on now. Tinder, it's a fun name. But think about it. Think about someone who moves into a neighborhood. They have a beautiful dog that likes other dogs. But for some reason, they're not meeting friends to play with or they're being walked to different. I think it's a great idea for people to introduce their dog to other like-minded people that have dogs and kind of form little groups. I think it's a great idea. Like, for example, there's a dog park near me in Santa Monica where you can rest assured, you can set your clock at 5 o'clock every night. It's the small dog park. It's all the small dog, and these people know each other. They hang out with each other, and they've established not only relationships between their pets, but between the people themselves. I think it's kind of a good idea. There are several out there. There are several sites out there where people can find other people that are like-minded, but I like this because it's dogs finding other dogs.
I like
it
too.
The same
it's a great, it's a great.
Not a bad idea.
It really
not a bad
is.
Idea.
All right, I wrote a note to myself last week, and I'm trying to figure out what this was. Smartphone versus pets. Do you remember why, Victoria, why I wrote that down? It's something Jennifer, I think, said about pets, but I can't. I don't know.
I'll give you the thing that drives me absolutely crazy. When people take their dog for a walk and the dog is out there with them and they're on their darn phone 24/7, pay attention to your dog. I mean, that makes me absolutely crazy when I see that. Also, remember that when you take your dog for a walk, it's enjoy the walk with him. It's his walk. It's not yours to begin with. Have a fun time. Get there. Leave a hole if you have to.
Daisy is so much fun on a walk. She turns around, she looks at me, and then she runs the other way. And then she'll look, she'll hide behind a tree. She'll look to see if I'm there. And then she'll, it's almost like she jumps out when I get close to her. Yeah, go ahead.
I love the middle of the walk when all of a sudden, no clear reason, there's no rhyme, they just roll on their back and say, you know what, a belly rub would feel good.
That's right. Oh, yeah. She's great on that. Rub those bellies.
There you go.
Have some fun. Enjoy and love your pet. That's the message Warren Eckstein has for us every week here. Make sure you check out his pet show at thepetshow.com. Listen every week, 59 past the hour, to the very listenable
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.